Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A teacher wins a big settlement of $450,000 after refusing to use preferred pronouns. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, here's another case of someone with religious beliefs, a Christian, who was forced by her employer, hence this is a school in Ohio, trying to force her to use quote-unquote preferred pronouns instead of addressing a student by their real names.
Yeah, this Ohio teacher that was at the Jackson Local School District has now won a major settlement after a school district forced her to resign when she refused to use students' quote preferred pronouns. The Jackson Local School District has now agreed to pay Vivian Garrity, a former middle school English teacher, $450,000 in damages and attorney's fees after she won this lawsuit. You have two students in this case that requested to be called by new names and pronouns to reflect their so-called new gender identities. School officials then instructed the teachers to comply. The school principal and a school district official told Garrity that she would be required to put her beliefs aside as a public servant and that refusing to endorse students' social gender transitions would not work in a school district like Jackson.
Yeah, but not only is she a Christian, but she's a teacher, and her job is to teach students facts.
And English,
so
by
your,
the way.
Your genders are...
English
gender,
has pronouns, right?
Right.
And they're gender-specific.
Your genders are facts. You don't change them. They're not fluid. You know.
So what happens, you know, she's an English teacher, and you have to match the pronouns he, she, it with the antecedent, right? And so she not only has to go against her religious views to lie to somebody whom she knows is a boy or she knows is a girl and call them something that they are not. But she also has to go against her training as an English teacher.
But this Jackson Local School District hired her to teach children the facts. So is it all of a sudden, okay, just kidding, because we want you to conform to whatever the kids want?
Well, amazingly, when Garrity explained that her Christian faith meant that she could not condone students' quote, social gender transition, the school district officials gave her a laptop and told her to draft her letter of resignation immediately. She was then escorted out of the building. Amazing the extent to which these school districts will go to humiliate someone. But the fact is that that didn't last forever because she filed a lawsuit against the Jackson Local School District, arguing that her First Amendment rights had been violated. After 2 years, the school district has now agreed to a settlement. The settlement is $450,000 that compensates some of her past lost wages and also covers attorney's fees and cost for this litigation.
I mean, do school districts really think they can get away with this?
Yeah, apparently they do. That's what they tried to do here. Now, earlier last year, there was a Virginia school board that agreed to pay a former high school teacher, Peter Vlaming, $575,000 after he was fired for refusing to use a student's preferred pronouns. The school board also agreed to change its policy in that Virginia case regarding preferred pronouns. And in December, another school board was ordered not to force leaders to use students' preferred pronouns or to hide students' social gender transitions from parents.
I mean, these teachers aren't fools. They're not going to comply with this delusion that these students and this school board is trying to push. They're hired to teach these kids facts.
Well, what does, you know, a teacher do when they see this child coming into school, pretending to be one thing, And they then have to communicate with the parents to hide the fact that this child is pretending to be the opposite gender. So these schools are not only telling teachers that you have to go along with this fictitious charade of pretending that they're something that they're not.
They're putting a wedge between parents.
But also putting a wedge between parents by lying to the parents. So they want them to lie to the student by playing along with the student's mental delusion that they are something other than what they've been created to be. They want them to lie to the parents and hide from the parents what they see happening in their classroom and in their schools.
And that's not their job.
No.
It's not their job.
It's forcing the teachers to be and the staff to be liars.
Right.
And it doesn't do any good to these kids. These kids need to have a dose of reality. This is a mental illness.
Mm-hmm.
This is not something that people should be forced to play along with and pretend that someone can change their gender.
It's confusion that's being pushed on them. There's a deeper root issue going on. They're not dealing with that, but instead they want to comply with the kids decide, oh, I'm going to be a different gender today, or I'm going to be a furry or whatever.
So you have 30 people in your classroom. And it used to be pretty easy. You know their names. You know, obviously, from looking at them, they're a boy or girl. It's he or she. But now you have 30 people in the classroom. And now you have a handful of people that are wanting to be referred to as the opposite gender. They're male. They want to be female. You have another handful that want to be the opposite gender. They're female, want to be male. But there's also a group of people that want to be both. So they come up with these weird pronouns that don't exist, but there's literally over 100 of these so-called pronouns that these LGBTQ individuals or agenda have created, over 100. Mm. Things that you don't even know. They have them for both singular and plural, Z and whatever, all kinds of things. And these are for people who are not identifying as the opposite sex. They might be identifying as both sex. They might be identifying as no sex. And if you're trying to think of, well, where's the other 95, 96? I don't know. But
it's hard enough trying to teach.
Enough to teach. And you have to remember all that?
Do
they have to have name tags with their preferred pronouns so that you don't get it wrong?
That rotates, you know.
Why don't we just go back to teaching them?
Right. Truth. Facts.
I think it's, you know, the election of 2024, I think, in part was a rejection of this kind of nonsense.
Absolutely.
The big corporations that are coming out one after another rejecting the diversity, equity, inclusion nonsense, they're falling by the waysides because they realize they've gone too far. And there's a number of states that are protecting men and I should say women from men in their sports and in their private facilities. There's 26 states.
And President Trump has come out strongly against that. No men and women's sports, bathrooms, locker rooms.
And Elon Musk has come out against that as well. Elon Musk, you know, has one of his kids that his ex-wife is wanting to go through this, quote, transition, puberty blockers.
And they've said it in Congress as well because, you know, they have a male now who's pretending to be a female in Congress.
Yeah, and I know Elon has mentioned about the fact that his child is dead to him, if you will.
Yeah,
because
it's sad.
That's the language that they use, a dead name, that was something that died, that is no longer part of them. It's a very sad situation to be complicit with this as a teacher or a staff member is horrible because you're being complicit with somebody's mental confusion, mental delusion, that is very destructive.
Yes.
So the good news is we are seeing these school policies that are requiring teachers to lie and go along with this mental delusion, this deception, be overturned by the First Amendment. So if you know of situations in your area or you know of people around the country that are being faced with this kind of situation where they're being forced to lie, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. For example, you know, this DEI nonsense, this LGBTQ nonsense, we saw this in Los Angeles. We see, for example, that they say, well, they didn't have enough firefighters. Well, you know what? We represent some firefighters that refused to participate in their LGBTQ pride parade, and they wanted to kick them out of the firefighting employment because right. they wouldn't participate in this radical agenda. Teachers and others do not have to sacrifice their faith to keep their job to comply with this radical LGBTQ agenda. I think the pendulum is swinging the other way. We're seeing a tremendous new surge in common sense. So for more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website. Be a part of the positive change for the good. LC.org, that's LC.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.